suffering sent as absolute kindness. Free will is the personal, independent decision of a man to choose that the Creator should rule over him rather than Pharaoh. The power of Pharaoh consists of demonstrating to a person the rewards he can receive. A person clearly perceives the rewards that can be gained from his egotistic actions. He comprehends these rewards with his reason, and he sees them with his eyes. The result is known from the start, and it's approved by society, by the family, by the parents, and by the children. Hence, the body poses the question of Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" from Exodus 5:2, meaning, "What do I gain from work like this?" An individual is thus correct when he sees that it's impossible to advance against his own nature. But the advancement itself is not the ultimate goal. It's only the act of having faith in the Creator's ability to change oneself. The light of the Creator, his disclosure to a human being, is known as life. The first instance of the permanent perception of the Creator is known as the spiritual birth of a person. But just as in our world a person possesses a natural desire to live, so in the spiritual world, one's obliged to rear the same aspirations in oneself, if one truly desires to be born spiritually, in accordance with the principle, the suffering for pleasure determines the pleasure that's received. Therefore, a person must study Kabbalah for the sake of the Kabbalah, that is, for the revelation of the light of the Creator. If one doesn't attain this objective, one feels tremendous suffering and bitterness. This condition is known as a life of suffering. Yet one must nevertheless continue to exert effort. The fact that the person did not attain the revelation of the Creator should prompt that person to increase his efforts to the level at which the Creator will reveal himself. It is clearly seen that in a person, it's the suffering that gradually gives rise to the real desire to attain the revelation of the Creator. Such suffering is known as the suffering of love. This suffering is worthy of anyone's envy. When the vessel is sufficiently filled with this suffering, the Creator will reveal himself to the Kabbalist. Quite often, in order to complete a business deal, there's a need for a middleman who can convey to the buyer a message that a certain object is worth even more than the price that's placed on that object. In other words, the seller's not inflating the price at all. The entire method of receiving admonition, or musar, is based on this principle, which attempts to convince an individual to leave aside material considerations for the sake of the spiritual ones. All the books of musar teach that all the pleasures of our world are spurious and carry no value in them. Therefore, an individual's not really giving up anything significant when he decides to acquire spiritual pleasures. The method of Rabbi Baal Shem Tov is somewhat different. A greater emphasis is placed on the object that's being bought. An individual is shown the infinite worth and grandeur of the spiritual acquisition. It's conceded that there is a certain value in the pleasures of this world, but it is preferable if one would refuse them since the spiritual pleasures are incomparably greater. If an individual could remain in egoism and at the same time receive spiritual pleasures together with the material ones, then as in our world, the desires of that individual would constantly increase, and thus that individual would move further away from the Creator due to an increasing disparity in qualities and their magnitude. In this case, not perceiving the Creator, an individual would not experience the feelings of shame from the act of receiving pleasure. One can receive pleasure from the Creator only by virtue of becoming similar to Him in qualities, which will immediately be countered by our body. This resistance will be experienced in the form of questions that will arise in a person. What did I gain from this work, even though I spent so much effort on it? Why should I study so hard at nights? Is it truly possible to attain the perception of the spiritual and of the Creator to the degree that the Kabbalists describe? Is it a task that can be carried out by an ordinary person? All that our egoism suggests is correct. A human being is not capable to attain even the lowest of the spiritual levels on his own. However, he can do this with the help of the Creator. The most difficult aspect, however, is to have faith in the Creator's help until it's received. The Creator's help in countering egoism comes as a revelation of his grandeur and power. If the grandeur of the Creator were revealed to everyone in the world, each person would do nothing but strive to please the Creator, even without reward, because the opportunity to serve Him would be considered a reward in itself, and no one would request a reward. They would even refuse any additional or other reward. But since the grandeur of the Creator is concealed from our eyes and senses, a human being's not able to accomplish anything for the sake of the Creator. Our body, or our reason, considers itself to be more important than the Creator since it senses only itself. Thus, it logically argues that if the body is more important than the Creator, then one should work for the body and to receive rewards. But one should not work if one does not think that there isn't some benefit from completing the work. However, in our world we observe that only children, during their games, or emotionally unstable people are ready to toil without the anticipation of reward. In both cases, this occurs because people in both categories are forced into this line of action by their nature. Children, for the sake of their development, emotionally unstable people, for the sake of correcting their souls. Pleasure is a derivative of the desire that preceded it, appetite, suffering, passion, hunger. A person who possesses everything is terribly unhappy because he's unable to gratify himself and hence remains in depression. If we were to measure a person's possessions by the perception of happiness, then poor people would be the richest because even the most insignificant things please them. The Creator does not reveal himself immediately and all at once, so that a person will develop a complete and correct desire for his revelation. This is precisely the reason that the Creator conceals himself, in order that a person will have the feeling of urgent necessity for the Creator. When he decides to advance towards the Creator, instead of feeling fulfillment from his choice and enjoyment from the process of spiritual attainment, he plunges into circumstances full of suffering. This occurs precisely for the purpose of prompting an individual to cultivate in himself faith in the Creator's kindness above his own feelings and thoughts. Regardless of the suffering that suddenly hurts him, he must overcome the thoughts about his suffering through internal exertion and force himself to think of the goal of creation and of his part in the scheme of things, even though neither the mind nor the heart are inclined to think of these issues. He should not lie to himself and say that this is not suffering. But along with this, he should believe, despite his feelings to the contrary, and not try to aspire to perceive the Creator, his revelation, nor to receive clear knowledge of his thoughts, actions, and plans in sending him the suffering. This would be similar to a bribe, a reward for the endured pain. But all of his actions and thoughts should be directed not to the self and into the self. They should not be concentrated on the feelings of his suffering or on the thoughts of how to escape them. Instead, one should transfer his perception outside his body, as if taking it from the inside out. One should attempt to perceive the Creator and his design, not through his own heart, but from the outside, distancing himself from the process, placing himself in the shoes of the Creator, accepting this suffering as the necessary precondition for increasing his faith in the supreme dominion, so that everything is done only for the sake of the Creator. Having accomplished the above, a person can earn the revelation of the Creator, the perception of divine light, and of his true dominion. This is due to the fact that the Creator reveals himself only in altruistic desires, only in thoughts other than the ones about ourself and personal problems, only in outside concerns, because only then is there a congruence of qualities between the Creator and the person. But if a person in his heart asks him to spare him suffering, then that person's in a state of a beggar, an egoist. For this reason, that person must discover positive feelings for the Creator. Only then can one receive a personal revelation of the Creator. It is necessary to remember that the concealment of the Creator and the sufferings are the consequences of our egotistic shells, because the Creator emits only pleasure and clarity, but on the condition of the formation of altruistic desires in a person, and in a complete rejection of egoism by way of departing from his nature and from his feeling of the self, the I. All sins of a person stem from the refusal to advance by means of faith above reason. Consequently, a person undergoes constant suffering because the ground is being pulled out from under his feet. It is natural that having invested so much effort into the studies and into working on himself, a person awaits a good reward. Instead, one receives only painful feelings of despair and critical situations. It is harder to resist pleasures from the altruistic deeds than from the egoistic ones, because the magnitude of the pleasure itself is incomparably greater. It is very difficult, even for an instant, to agree as a result of an intellectual effort that, in fact, this is the help of the Creator. The body, against all reasoning, cries of the necessity to rid itself of such a state. Only the help of the Creator can save a person from sudden problems that arise, but not by asking for a solution. The answer is in praying for an opportunity, regardless of the demands of the body, to acquire faith above reason, to attain the feeling of agreement with the actions of the Creator, because it is only He who has the dominion over everything, and it is He who creates all circumstances in order to ensure our ultimate spiritual well-being. All earthly torments, spiritual suffering, shame, and reprimands need to be tolerated by a Kabbalist on his path to the spiritual unification with the Creator. The history of Kabbalah is full of examples, Rashbi, Rambam, Ramchal, the Ari, etc. But as soon as a person is able to have faith above reason, that is, against his own perceptions, as soon as the suffering is interpreted as nothing other than the absolute kindness and the will of the Creator to bring a person closer to him, as soon as the person accepts this state and stops wanting to alter it to be filled with feelings pleasant for egoism, as soon as all these conditions take place, the Creator will reveal Himself to that person in all His grandeur.